That's her theme song. Our web editor, Laura Conaway, joins us in the studio with what I understand is an update on our unofficial mascot. I don't know if folks have been listening to the show a long time know that we adopted this little bat. This NPR's pet bat, Bat Mitzvah, remember?
I used to see that Bat Mitzvah down in D.C.
Yeah, she, thank you, lived, a little silver-haired bat, took up residence in this crevice in a building in Washington directly across from NPR headquarters. So what's up with Bat Mitzvah?
Well, what's up with Bat Mitzvah is that Bill Chappell, who first blogged about Bat Mitzvah for us and was part of putting together what I think is some of the coolest motionless video in the world, went out looking for it. Bat Mitzvah was sick and got taken to a bat hospital earlier in the year, disappeared. We thought, you know, we didn't know if Bat Mitzvah had died or flown away. There were really mixed reports about it. But Bat Mitzvah has spent the winter in the bat hospital, and they're now getting her ready to go away again, to be wild again.
Right on.
And what has to happen for that is she has to spend some time flying in a cage first to get her strength up. The scientists there say that she just needs to eat some more insects. She's still a little bit weak. But we're going to be sending a video team out, I hope, from D.C. to take a look, and let's get a little update on our pet bat, Bat Mitzvah. In theory, you know, within a week or so, it sounds like a couple of good hours of flying in the cage and some bugs, she'll be on her way again.
A little bat rehab. Excellent.
That's kind of cool, right?
It is kind of cool. Something that was not quite as cool yesterday. You know, we get these little Twitter flits that somebody has joined us or following us on Twitter. One of these came up and it said, BPP sucks is now following you at Twitter.
Yes, that is what it said. And I think that the person's on Twitter, you have a little space up there where you put your bio. And this person's bio says something to the effect of, God, how I hate the Bryant Park Project. I can't believe this is actually this person's life. To hate the Bryant
sum
Park
total
Project.
Of this person's
Well, I had sort of an interesting... I had a reaction at first. I was like, okay, that's really cowardly not to say who you are. The second is, oh, that's really childish. And then I read some of the posts, and then I was like, well, that might be very clever, actually.
I actually think the person has kind of a good sense of humor. I reached out, and because I'm always desperate.
You're always
tape.
Reaching out, Laura.
You know, I want some tape to play when I come in here, so I don't have to talk so much. So I thought, well, I'll interview this person, you know? So I wrote to the person and said, can I interview you? And the person, male, female, I don't know, wrote back and said, oh my, I'm much too shy for that. It's much easier to hurl snarky remarks from the shelter of a provocative username.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny, really. The person listens to us in Salt Lake City.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Allison Stewart's cracking up right here. Yeah, the person listens to us in Salt Lake City on KCPW, and this morning actually tweeted that was on the bus listening to NPR, I guess not us, hard news, monotone presenters, just how I like it.
Well, there's a place for you.
We're
there's a place for everyone in this
shape
world.
Up in here and get,
to each his own.
Get a little bit more monotone.
And quickly, tell me about flowers.
Flowers. Bill Chappell, my hero on the blog today. Bill Chappell went out and took this very funny picture of people at the Washington, D.C. Cherry Blossom Festival. Everybody's walking around elsewhere in the parks and stuff, looking up at the cherry blossoms. And these guys are standing. They literally tromped their way out through the flower beds to where this one bed of, I think, tulips had sprung up early. And they're practically standing in them. It's just, he calls them the people from the planet of no nature. What are they doing, you know?
It's a great picture. Check it out on our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. And I am going to provide you with a little audio respite.
Bring it.
I am in love with the Jason Mraz performance. He came in earlier this week and... I said, artist choice, play any song you want. And he picked a song from his first album called The Boy's Gone. I listened to it this morning, fell in love with it again. So do you mind if we play a little bit more of it?
Let's do
it.
That.
I like
All right, here's
too.
Jason Mraz live from our studios from just a day or two ago.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks, and now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans, man, you're free. Well, look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing.
That was I'm Yours from Jason Mraz. If you want to see the song that I promote, you have to go to the blog. It was a tease.
She's like that. This is This Hour. This is This Hour of the Brian Park Project. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart, and apparently a tease. This is the Brian Park Project from NPR News.
In a good way.